I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. Open enrollment starts November 1st for both folks who get coverage through work or in other ways. That includes people who buy coverage on healthcare.gov or state-run exchanges. And since the Affordable Care Act went into place, the government has spent millions of dollars advertising how to do that.
Ads matter.
Pinar Karajamandich teaches healthcare finance at the University of Minnesota. She studied Obamacare TV ads and found that people responded best to ads that had a simple message.
Go get enrolled, but also directing them where to get enrolled, like the state-based marketplaces.
A government memo from January backs that up. It says paid outreach brought in 37% of enrollments. But the Trump administration says the government hasn't gotten the bang for its buck that it wants and slashed outreach money by 90% from $100 million to $10 million. Lori Lotus led outreach for the ACA during the Obama administration. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You ran advertising for the ACA under the Obama administration. Setting politics aside, what is an efficient use of money in terms of how to advertise the ACA?
Sure. So what we found was that television was the number one driver of enrollment, which was not what we expected. We really thought digital advertising was going to be the most effective thing. But television helps drive all of the other sort of outreach channels that we would use.
Do you know who television captured? I would be curious whether that targets older people.
So it's interesting because it really has an effect across the board. Our goal was always to get as many people covered as possible, but we did pay special attention to those who are young and healthy, right? The 18 to 34-year-olds that really help strengthen the marketplace because it brings down cost for everybody. We really thought digital advertising was the place to be, but people still watch television. And I think it's important to recognize the types of programming that we were on, a lot of sports. We were very heavy in NFL Sundays and playoff baseball. And so we were really taking advantage of the programming that even young people would watch.
What's the special sauce to reach young people?
So the most important thing is making sure that they have the information they need, right? And that's one of the things that's challenging about this year. The cuts that have been made are going to disproportionately impact younger people.
How so?
They don't have November 1st, the start of open enrollment, penciled in on their calendar. They also don't know when open enrollment ends. The other piece of information that is critical for young people is they don't think that coverage is affordable for them. And so we used our advertising to talk a lot about the financial help that was available. 8 out of 10 people qualify for financial help.
When you say 8 out of 10 people qualify for financial help, can you expand on that a little bit? That's a strikingly high number.
So 8 out of 10 people qualify for financial help that lowers their monthly premiums. So this means that even though your premium might be X, the financial help lowers it to be a certain percentage of your income.
One of the things we have seen since the Trump administration announced some of these cuts to the outreach budget is, you know, private insurers stepping up, running big campaigns. Why not let them step in? After all, it is in their best financial interest to be advertising their product.
People don't want to feel like they're being sold something, especially when it comes to health insurance. So they're listening differently when they're hearing from a health insurer than when they're hearing from the federal government.
Though the federal government is actually advertising, you know, a product.
They're talking about, they're talking about marketing a product and marketing a service, but they don't have their finger on the scale for what plan you should choose.
I'd like to get your take on something we've heard from the administration, which is, you know, the Obama administration doubled its advertising budget from $50 million to $100 million, but actually saw slightly lower enrollment over the years where that happened, about 5% lower. What do you say to that? I mean, that's sort of the argument saying we don't need to put as much money behind this anymore.
They are cherry-picking the facts. The reality is December 15th last year was the biggest day for enrollment in the history of the Affordable Care Act. The difference was, in the last 10 days, the administration came in and they cut advertising. They cut outreach. They have the data that proves that advertising and outreach is critical to helping people sign up.
Lori Lotus, co-founder of Get America Covered, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.
It's not just ad money that's changed. The Trump administration cut funding for enrollment helpers called navigators from $63 million to $37 million. Take Care Utah, the larger of two navigator groups in Utah, had its funding cut by 60% this year and had to lay off half its navigators. Other states have seen cuts up to 80%, and some states have had no cuts at all. Randall Sear heads the Utah group. Welcome to the show.
Absolutely. I'm happy to do it.
Can you explain what being a navigator means?
They go out into the community and find people that don't have health insurance and help them sign up. And a lot of the people that they end up working with have never had health insurance before or have a lot of questions about what a premium is or what a deductible is, those sorts of things.
Tell me what happened when you found out that the funding for navigators was going to go down this year.
Well, I mean, at first it was just shock. I sat there stunned because it ended up being a 61% cut. And as soon as we got the news, we had to lay off eight people immediately.
The administration says that, you know, part of the reduction in funding was based on essentially how well navigators did the previous year. So if an organization only met 40% of its enrollment target, it would only get 40% of its previous funding.
I expected about a 25% cut based on how many people we projected to enroll and how many people we actually did enroll. Based on conversations we've had with our corollaries in other states, there's no consistency anywhere.
What reason did they give you for your cut?
They didn't give any sort of reason.
What does that mean in terms of money? Like, where do you put your money when it's tight?
We used to have a pretty substantial budget to pay for ads, to pay for outreach. We don't have that anymore. We have to really spend our grant money that we receive directly on the employees.
One criticism from the administration when they look at, say, some of the navigators who didn't enroll that many people, $5,000 per enrollee. Those are for the folks who enrolled about 100 people or less. What's the right amount of money to spend targeting each person?
Right. Well, I mean, the simple answer is that I kind of reject the premise because navigators do so much more than simply help somebody sign up and actually pay their first premium, right? So, for example, we'll sit down with somebody and help them apply through healthcare.gov. They'll get to the point of looking at the plans that are available to them, and then they say, hey, I need to go home and talk to my spouse about this. And there's other people that give us a call on the phone, and they just need it pointed in the right direction. There's other people that we encounter in the community that just don't know what they qualify for. Navigators don't just help people get to the point of actually enrolling. Navigators are the people that help them walk through that process.
Randall Sear, director of Take Care Utah at the Utah Health Policy Project. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We reached out to the Department of Health and Human Services for comment on what Sear had to say and this story in general. We got no response by deadline.